This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks today with What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We're at the 10th annual UAS Summit and Expo taking place at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks. I spent 18 years of my life in Grand Forks. This is my adopted hometown. I feel like I'm home. And we tried three different ways to get an event center of some kind as a community through. There was initially an effort downtown. In the early 80s, and then there was one out by Columbia Mall. Another attempt at trying to get something there. That did not exactly work. And it was a little too fancy, smashy, and just a convention center. And the secret sauce was, I'll never forget it, an overwhelming vote. This would have been prior to the flood of 97 for the Alaris Center. And the combination was people wanted an athletic facility. They wanted a place, a big place where you could play football, and also the convention facilities. And a lot of people said, if you build that, they'll come. And they have. This end of town is just amazing. More and more hotels and restaurants and the developments and retail all right along the interstate. It's been fantastic. So good memories of the Alaris Center from the perspective of someone who considers this hometown. Love this place. As you know, we are watching very closely what is happening with the UAS space. UAS, the term UAS, the acronym UAS, Unmanned Aerial Systems, came from not wanting to use the term drone, right? Because drones are generally used in a military way, in kind of a negative way. And now GPVs is what they call them, RPVs, remotely piloted vehicles. But you get the idea. You know, really what's, rather than how this happens and how it flies, think about what it's doing, because that's what this conversation is about, is advancing commercialization that will happen over the next couple of days. So we'll be talking about that here with a number of guests that we're looking forward to chatting with on the program, and including Tommy Kenville from UAI International. And Tom, also part of the Center for Innovation team that has done a lot of good work for literally almost a decade or more now, related to this particular possibility here. And so many things are happening so fast, with the FAA saying, here's a test site, go ahead and try some of this out, as well as, of course, we know that major companies like General Atomics have come here, Northrop Grumman have come here. They're internationally known defense contractors, so a lot of big players here and a lot of small players, big and small. I just talked to a fellow from Dickinson who's working on this small company, looking at some different things, and he had a couple of comments he wanted me to share about the presidential race. So we're looking forward to covering all of this. Before I bring Tommy in and get rolling with our calls today and give you a lineup of what we're going to do with guests on the program, I just want to talk a little bit about some things I've learned today. Had a chance to visit already this morning with the Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley, who is here, Senator John Hoeven, who is here, and Tim Purdon, who is here. Tim is the former U.S. Attorney from North Dakota and a longtime active Democrat, but also obviously very active in the Native American world, and he currently is representing the chairman of the Standing Rock Reservation, who found himself arrested recently as part of the civil unrest happening down near Standing Rock. So he'll be defending him in court over this injunction to stop. And the bottom line perspective that I got, and I'm not going to attribute any particular comment to any one of those individuals, but the one thing I got from all of them is that this is a serious situation. This is something that requires a lot of time and attention. We spent some time yesterday with Governor Jack Dalrymple for a full half hour on the program, as well as the incident commander on the ground, the sheriff of Morton County. So we have, Ms. Kirchmeyer, we've really efforted a conversation with the folks from the Native American community. Heard last week from a lot of people at Standing Rock. And I just want to say, I know this is you know, I have a sense this is going to escalate. I have a sense this is going to get worse before it gets better. It doesn't have to. It doesn't have to. Okay, cooler heads could prevail. And so this really requires every leader in every space that interacts with the Native American communities in North Dakota, every government leader, every federal official, to really put on the game face and go to work on this. I really, really believe this. I am very worried about this. I don't doubt you've heard that in my voice. I'm very concerned about it. You know, there's a tendency to get down in the weeds a little bit and talk about individual things that happen here or there. But the bigger picture of now we know of buses coming from the three affiliated tribes, for instance, ironically, the tribe that has benefited financially and otherwise, I would argue, in life-changing ways for Native Americans from energy development, they're now busing protesters down. Okay? We have 20, and the story I read today in Forum News Service, we printed in Bismarck Tribune and a number of the Forum newspapers throughout the state. Mike Nowitzki wrote it, actually quoted to this show yesterday, and Governor Dalrymple and his comments. I think Mike Nowitzki wrote it. It might have been Amy Dalrymple, but one of the two of them did. I read it earlier. You have quotes in there from Native American officials who are talking about the camp dividing into two factions, one that's peaceful and one that's not. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all we've been saying all along, that there are people there amongst the peaceful protesters planning, plotting, conspiring to do harm. All right? That is something we need to worry about. Now they're acknowledging it themselves. Therefore, Mark Fox, if you're listening, rather than busing folks down to join the protest that the protests themselves say is now divided into peaceful and non-peaceful, maybe you bring them home and turn the temperature down rather than turn the temperature up. Okay? And there's a whole lot of Native American leaders saying one thing publicly to stir the pot and another privately to say, hey, stop this. Stop that. Knock it off. Let politics play out how politics are going to play out. I applaud Governor Dalrymple, Lieutenant Governor Wrigley, the Highway Patrol, the Sheriff's Office. I applaud Congressman Kramer, who is having regular conversations with folks from Standing Rock. Senator Hoeven as well told us today, look, there's a process for all this. It doesn't have to be a protest. And he's going to join us a little later on to talk more about it. The one person missing, I mean completely AWOL in this, nowhere to be found, is Senator Heidi Heitkamp. Ladies and gentlemen, as God is my witness, this is not political. I am not trying to make a political statement against Senator Heitkamp. I'm trying to make a plea to Senator Heitkamp, who has significant credibility in both the energy world, supporting pipelines. Remember the TV commercial during her campaign, standing in front of the Keystone XL pipeline site? I'm going to be for this. I'm going to be for this. I'm going to take on Obama. Her energy credentials are well known. Same thing with her Native American credentials. To be running around the state having ag meetings, as much as I love agriculture, most of agriculture is pretty consumed with the harvest right now. You know, they're watching the price. They're watching. Talked to a farmer friend of mine from Ray the other day. I said, how are you doing? He said, not too good. I said, why? It's worse than I thought. Too much rain. Got the vomit toxin like crazy. Going to bring my price down to, you know, under $2. Your heart aches. But it's not an emergency. It's not a five-alarm fire. It's not potential violence. Lives hang in the balance in getting this diffused. A dialogue needs to happen. I've not heard one person disagree with that. I mean, there's a presidential campaign going on, right? I mean, a couple of ways to get this attention. Donald Trump has said, he wants to restore law and order. Hillary Clinton's looking for, opportunities to help. How about the two of them coming together? Senator Heitkamp could facilitate that. Let's go. Now, what I want you to know is we've invited Senator Heitkamp on for one reason, to talk specifically about solutions for this. And I know she's telling people privately there's nothing that can be done. Basically saying, I've made it known what I, hope happens, and that's all you can do. That's like hands off. You can't do that. You can't. So I'd love to. I will not ask about Hillary Clinton's missing emails. I will not ask about investigations of the Clinton Foundation. I'm not going to ask any political questions. But don't hide. Hillary Clinton can hide, and she is hiding. I get that, but Heidi Heitkamp shouldn't hide. we would not be having this conversation. I would not be making my point the way I'm making it, but for lives in the balance at Standing Rock and an escalating situation. And as Governor Dalrymple said very diplomatically yesterday when I asked about this, whether he would like the help of Senator Heitkamp, he said, we need everybody's help. So that was a yes. Anyway, I just wanted to give you that. I know that we're going to do a lot of things today related to what's happening in Grand Forks and the UAS Summit and Expo. We did ask Drew Wrigley to join us, the Lieutenant Governor, who's going to be here for a little bit to pop in on this, and then also working on Commander Gerhardt from the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Otherwise, our guests and our topics will be related to UAS today. But breaking news as it happens, as always, on What's On Your Mind. With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hannon, live from Grand Forks today. We'll get cranking on the show and your calls after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Vince from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, isn't selling spas, but a better way of life.
It truly is, and we stopped selling hot tubs a couple years ago. It is every day made better because we know this. Every single time you get out better than you got in, you're really better physically, you're better emotionally, you're even better relationally with your family, and, you know, with cell phones and everything these days, it's hard to get the kids to put that down. Well, guess what? They can't take it into a hot tub. So, and if nothing else, try not smiling in a hot tub. I will bet anybody $100 you can't do it.
And is it true they evaporate stress?
Physically, they do. That's just not a statement thrown out there to get somebody to buy a hot tub. If you ask the Mayo Clinic, they will tell you the number one cause of death on the planet today is physical stress. That's your, I'm going to get technical, that's your autonomic nervous system. So what happens is your body goes into fight or flight, your cells shut down, bad stuff is trapped in, and from there, bad stuff happens like illness, cancer, and everything. Well, here's what hot water does 20 minutes a day, and you need to know this. It brings your body back into its ideal state. Your cells open up, bad stuff out, good stuff in. We also know that in the body there's 60,000 miles of circulatory system, and 101 degree water improves that by 121%. There is not a drug on the planet that can do that for you.
Hurry in to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks too.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Back on What's On Your Mind. Can we start over? Todd, the radio god, Mitchell is here. Hi, Todd. How are you?
Hi, Scott. How are you? I'm great.
I'm a little concerned about what's going on at Standing Rock, in case you hadn't noticed. So I kind of threw that first segment out there.
A lot of us are, as a matter of fact.
You know, I know. It's hard not to be. It is. So anyway, we normally don't get right into a rant, but I'm concerned. There are a lot of people here that are concerned as well. I think a lot of people in state government, a lot of people working hard on this, and I understand there was a major arrest last night that we don't know a lot about from some law enforcement sources trying to track that down, but it was one of the bad actors, as I understand. So there's just a lot going on, and this is volatile. So pay attention to it. I think it's easy to sort of think, you know, oh, a couple of people out there with signs and yelling, and you know, but it's much bigger than that, and we need to watch it because it's a life or death situation. It is, and I'm really hoping.
Todd, I think we lost Scott.
Are we doing this game again?
Really?
Yeah.
I know, I had to look and make sure. Okay, now wait a minute. Sometimes it's me that gets disconnected, not Scott, when Scott disappears like this.
Well, and no. I had to double check, too, to make sure you were still connected, which, of course, is a...
Well, I know, that's just it. I mean, if the network goes, then we're all, you know, we're all unplugged. And then what happens? Absolutely nothing. As far as starting the show on a rant... Well, this isn't just like an ordinary day where there's really nothing going on and Scott's just, you know, waking up on the wrong side of the bed. I mean, this is something concerning all of us here.
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
But I don't think he said anything wrong in his rant. I gotta agree with Senator Heitkamp has a history of stepping up on all things Native American and taking the forefront of those things. If not now, why not now? Because this would be the prime time.
Right. I think we have Scott back now.
Oh, did you lose me for a sec? Sorry.
Yeah, we lost you for about a minute. You disappeared again there.
And that other woman, what was it her name, Allison or whatever, never even called this time. So I don't know why you know.
Yeah, Allison has a way of kind of bouncing me off the air, but it didn't happen. did you hear me read the email from Jesse?
You were starting to, I think.
Okay, so Jesse sends an email. Says, one thing that's getting the common man... in all of this protest with the pipeline very upset, is these protesters are getting aid in the form of food and water on my tax dime. If you're hungry or thirsty, it's simple, go home. And what I was trying to say is, number one, I agree with that sentiment, especially when it's an unlawful protest. We asked Governor Dalrymple about that. He said, not anymore. And now there are a number of reports about, oh, how terrible of you to take the water away, including quotes in the stories today from the tribe themselves. Don't stir that pot. Look, you're not going to get assistance from the taxpayers of North Dakota when you're part of an unlawful protest. Come on. But I have to tell you, in my mind, is you know, I understand, Jesse, that is a concern of the common man. The common man today ought to worry about life and limb and start conversations with neighbors. And if you know some natives, start it. Chairman Fox, I'd again say to you, turn the buses around. Don't feel the situation and add to... you know, another tribe coming down to join this tribe and making it. The numbers are swelling. It's got to go the other way. So anyway, I'm concerned about it. So this is What's on Your Mind. We are live in Grand Forks today. Our Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline is 800-228-0550. Your comments, questions, welcome throughout the program. Senator Hovind will be here at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk both about the UAS Summit and Expo and also about... this situation at Standing Rock with Senator Hovind. So stay tuned for that coming up as well. I mentioned earlier, Tommy Canville is a friend of mine. We go way back to my Grand Forks days, but he is the founder of UAI International and a UAS expert. Really, I've been doing UAS work in North Dakota longer than anybody, and Tommy and I are working on a show similar to what we do with Energy Matters to talk specifically about the RPV space. Should we just continue to call it UAS? Because that's, you know, is anybody going to switch to RPV? Or
I don't think it'll affect our listenership, Scott.
No, it won't. No. I just like to say the right thing is all I'm saying. Are you excited about this summit? Is this expo? Is this, you know, 10th annual? It gives you an idea how long this has been going on, largely under the radar of, I think, you know, most folks.
Yeah, you know, it's very exciting, Scott. We have over 500 attendees today. If anyone out there listening still wants to come, you can come today or tomorrow. It's very exciting, leading-edge technology. Had 150 students yesterday, college students, high school students, presentations to them about careers. And then I think there's 35, 40 exhibitors. BBI, who runs the show, is doing a good job. And, it is really exciting because there's a lot of business deals getting done here. There's a lot of new technology. One company I know well, EyeSight RPV Services, just put ADS-B on their UAS and are capable of beyond line of sight now, one of the first in the country. Very, very exciting to see all the people, a couple international businesses here from Finland and Norway, which is great. I think we have 17 startups at the Center of Innovation right now, anywhere from 2 employees to a virtual to 20 employees. So very, very exciting times.
Why does this matter? Why does this matter to somebody out there harvesting right now or somebody working now in the energy field or whatever? What role will this play in North Dakota's future?
Well, UASs will get you data, whatever type of data you need, quicker, better, faster, cheaper, safer. So what do you need? We're doing a lot of research right now with APUC Project and Ag. We've been flying crops down by Arthur and some potatoes up north, learning what the true value is to the farmer. We'll have a good report on that soon. We're going to do the same thing in oil and gas with the Oil and Research Council Project. Same thing, you know, right now they may be getting the data manually by people or driving an ATV or a turbine helicopter. Now we'll be able to do it a lot less expensively, safer, like I said earlier, cheaper, better. So most industries, you name them, videographers, photographers, events, you name it, you can use UAVs for. And then Grand Sky, you know, the big news out here is Northrop Grumman's big building, General Atomics, airplanes flying, we're the first UAS park in the country that partners with the military base, connected to the base but separate. You and I went out there about a month ago. And also we're leading the country in this, and it's a drone and a UAS race. I mean, everybody wants to be the leader. And our politicians have helped us, a lot of local and regional economic development.
Does Grand Forks and UND have the edge?
Our state does. I mean, it's bigger than those two entities right now. But yes, I mean, they were leaders. UND had the very first curriculum, so you could major in it as a college major. The air base and Senator Hovind when he was governor and the vision. Current leadership, Drew and Wrigley and Jack, have carried it on and taken it further. So we're leading. And we're all the test sites are trying to find their own areas of expertise, and ours will be beyond line of sight and bigger iron, you know, bigger equipment, which is the place to be.
What's your favorite application?
Well, you know, probably the heart pulling strings ones of search and rescue, you know, looking for a missing child or missing people. I mean, to be honest, that's pretty neat when you get it up there right away. We did a waterfall project where they're presenting it this afternoon, but we used infrared camera to count wood duck eggs at 6 in the morning because the heat sensor in the camera could count how many nests. So by manually, they had counted 9 nest sites at this location. When we flew the UAS, we counted 16. So pretty neat.
A lot of things that could be done. And to the consumer, that means things are cheaper, right? And there's an enormous amount of employment opportunities and tie-ins all over the place. So pretty fascinating talking about it today and on Energy Matters later, too. Stay tuned. Senator John Hovind, when we come back live from Grand Forks in the UAS Expo.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
So chances are when I'm not behind the microphone doing What's on Your Mind, I'm meeting with business owners and managers and marketing officials about how to help them build their business. Get more customers. That's the name of the game, right? Grow. Get bigger. Get better. Can we help you? We have a statewide network that has more listeners than any other radio program on the air in North Dakota. We thank our listeners for that. They're very loyal. They're here every day, and they're waiting to become your customers. If you let us help tell your story, that's what we are. Storytellers. And talk radio does it better than any other medium. It's real. It's personal. It's passionate. Let us help tell your story. I'd love to meet with you, see where we can help. KFIRE 550, AM 1100, The Flag. Just give us a call at 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3 for me. Or call Jim at KFIRE at 701-255-1234.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Live at the University of North Dakota. Well, actually, we're not quite on the campus of the University of North Dakota. I can see it from here. We're at the Alara Center in Grand Forks, close to UND. I even dusted off my Fighting Sioux lanyard today. It's part of the Legacy Collection, Todd. The Fighting Sioux.
That's right. As long as you're referring to the Legacy Collection, you're okay on that one.
Precisely, yeah. I do not have any Fighting Hawks wear yet. I have a neighbor, however, who sells hot tubs. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. You know them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, he just sold a hot tub to Brad Berry, the coach of the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux hockey team right here in Grand Forks. How about that? Plus, Carson Wentz is a customer. Did you know that? Carson Wentz got, like, the hot tub, the pool table, the, you know, the patio furniture, the whole thing. So if you want to buy hot tubs from, you know, a guy who sells really cool hot tubs and fun stuff and sells them to really neat people, you go see Vince and Sarah and the crew at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, in Bismarck and Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot now, too, in the old Marketplace Dollar Store. Anyway, he's a big both. This is one of those odd things where he's a both really big-time UND fan and also a big NDSU fan. But he's been a little sour about the whole Fighting Hawks thing, right, the logo and everything else. So the other day I pull in, and he's got a hat and a shirt. And the shirt says UND Hockey. Spelled H-A-W-K-E-Y. Get it?
Okay, now, I've been using that in sportscasts. I said Fighting Hockey when that was first coming up.
So they've made a shirt. They must have been listening to your sportscast.
Love it.
And they've made a shirt now, so he's all in. I'm not quite there yet. You know, don't tell President Kennedy, because he's going to be here a little later on in the program. Mark Kennedy, the president of UND, will be here today. And he'll be addressing the group here. We'll chat with him as well. Senator Hovind will join us momentarily. We're actually waiting for Senator Hovind to call us and check in with him, both about his address to the UAS Expo here in Grand Forks this morning, but also about the situation at Standing Rock as well. So I look forward to those conversations coming up on the program today. We're going to wrap up with somebody really smart. No, it's not me. No, it's not Todd. No, it's not Manny or anybody else. A fellow by the name of Dr. John Kavalowski. Director of Airspace Operations and the Aeronautics Research Mission at NASA. Whew. I don't know if we've ever had anybody on from NASA before on the program, have we? But we have somebody to talk a little bit about drones. That's the word I use, UAS, and how NASA's using them. So we'll do that today on the program, too. So looking forward to that very much. Coming up. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. If you want to give us a ring while we're waiting for Senator Hovind, you certainly can do that. Got some lines open here on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. I got a bunch of emails that have come in. Go ahead and roll a call that came in during this last break that we didn't get a chance to get on before the the break as well. You can get that one ready, Todd, and I'll just go through a couple of these comments. You can text Todd, as always, at 701-226-8503. My opinion, as well as the opinion of others, is build a pipeline above the river, as they did at Underwood for coal. It can easily be monitored in this way. Why was this not brought up? Ask the politicians why. Thank you. All right, well, I guess we'll ask Senator Hovind. You know, what I think you're talking about at Underwood is an area where it went over the road, and that's not a pipeline, I don't believe, right? That's the for the coal cars. I think that's what you're talking about that goes over 83, but that's obviously a short deal. And apples and oranges, I think, but worth asking. I think the opinion is welcome there on Facebook, but not practical when you look at how many millions of miles of pipeline there are underneath the ground to say you put them up, you know, what that would do. Yeah, man, it's not practical. My question to you would be why? Why? In other words, why is how we're doing it now not good? I don't know if you heard yesterday, but we read the email from someone that works on these things. I was blown away about all the precautions that are put in place and how they're double-lined in some cases and all of that. It's phenomenal. I mean, the safety record, 99.9999% of the time, the product goes from one end of the pipeline to the other without incident. There are spills. They do happen. There are leaks. They have ways of detecting those, and the technology on that's phenomenal. All that's considered before they cite them, before they say, yes, go ahead. So that train has left the station on the Dakota Access Pipeline. This is a company that's invested billions of dollars, followed every rule, got every permit required of them, state, federal, and otherwise, is investing money in people and equipment and pipe, putting this in. They have contracts with oil companies to put oil in the pipeline, and some people decide they don't like it, who, by the way, didn't even take the time to show up at Public Service Commission hearings in which they could protest and now say it should stop? Excuse me, that's not America. That's ridiculous. Do your best not to get sucked into the hyperbole and coffee shop talk on this one, folks. This is not complicated. This is a lawful project, a safe project, a necessary project that takes trucks and trains with oil off the rails and roads and safely allows the oil more flexibility in how it gets to markets and refineries, which in turn brings a better price for the oil. This is not complicated, and it's done safely. Everybody wants safe water. Everybody gets water as life. If we're concerned about life, don't allow people to come to your party meaning to do harm to others. As you heard yesterday, breaking news on the program from the sheriff of Morton County, lasers used. Lasers used. Are you kidding me? We don't have Senator Hovind yet, right? Okay, so Todd, go ahead and play the off-air call I missed, and then I'll go to Mike and Bismarck on What's on Your Mind, live from the Alaris today.
Hey, guys. I was just reading in the paper this morning that we pulled our water tanks off the protest campsite. Like, I'm just wondering, why are we supplying water, and are we supplying food as well, and I suppose bathrooms and all that? Just scratching my head right now. Anyway, there's water in the river, I guess, right? Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Look, I think we want to be good neighbors. And when they call and ask for help, some help was offered. I think that has been rescinded for very defendable reasons. And now the fact. I mean, you know, I talked to somebody earlier, my business partner, Steve Hallstrom. He's like, well, wait a minute. Does the Need to Know Morning Show on our AM 1100 The Flag Fargo affiliate? He's like, I don't understand this. Why is there an entitlement to this? I mean, if I'm going to protest you, I don't call you and say, hey, help me out with some things I need to better the protest. Right? Unbelievable. So that's a definite problem. No doubt about it. Another call. Let's go to Mike at Bismarck here. Mike, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Cloverdale, Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just had a comment on the whole situation. you know, I really fear that this is going Native Americans against the whites, and we're not the ones that are running the pipeline, but I think there's going to be some bad feelings there when they got to realize there are some Native Americans that are actually working on the pipeline, as I know this to be true. And I also had a question. I don't know this to be true, but I heard rumors that now they want to cancel the Apollo out at the Native Tribes Technical Center to supposedly financially hurt Bismarck, which I think would be a mistake. And isn't the protest out there blocking access to their casino, which is a huge revenue maker for them?
I don't think the protest is, but what's happened is because there were so many roads along 1806, they had to block 1806, not allowing access in unless you lived there, right? So it made travel to the casino more difficult, but that's because of the protest out on 1806, right? So, I mean, you can't put that one on the tribes. I you know, look, so maybe the retaliation then is fine. We won't do the powwow because that'll hurt the financially business. You know, come on. Can we be adults here? Can we be adults here? Can we sit down? And this is why I say, Senator Heitkamp, come on. Come out of the shadows. You can't hide. You can't hide. You really can't. And this is not politics. This isn't about Heidi Heitkamp and Hillary Clinton or any of that. Nobody's going to talk about emails missing or, you know, investigations are going to say, how can we help? I mean, I can't think of any better, honestly, Senator Holman as well. This is a federal problem. A conversation has to begin, folks. And it has to be an adult conversation, not about, we'll cancel the powwow because you blocked the road to the casino. It has to be, number one, here's my biggest thing, ladies and gentlemen, sorry. No offense meant. There's a lot bigger problems here.
It has to be, number one,
than a pipeline.
No offense meant. There's a lot bigger problem.
Our actual knowledge works 99.9% of the time just fine. Or potential concerns with the water. There are issues on the Standing Rock Reservation where we can help each other and have a good conversation about how to make life better for Native Americans. Stop this silliness of protesting a lawful project with an unlawful protest. Brent and Devils, oh, there's the senator. Okay, hang on, Brent. We'll get to you here. We had a tough time connecting with Senator Holman. Evidently had a number that wasn't working, but he's here now. Hello, Senator. How are you?
Scott, good to be with you. I kept getting on an answering machine, so maybe I had the wrong extension, but good to be with you.
Good to have you join us. You left the stage about a half hour or so ago here at the UAS Summit, and somebody just said, stop using these names I don't know, but did you use the term UAS or drone or RPV, or what do you call the things we're talking about today?
Well, we call it UAS, which is unmanned aerial systems, but obviously there's a lot of terms, RPA, remotely piloted aircraft, drones. So, you know, there's a lot of different terms, but this is a new technology, and there's a lot of different aspects to it.
Yeah, and I think that's what you and I have talked about before. This is what revs your engines the most and something you've been working on in this particular space since you were governor. It's about a technology play for North Dakota, right?
Well, that's it. You know, I mean, we're, you know, one of the leading states, obviously, in agriculture, have been and will continue to be. We're a powerhouse in energy, and I really see technology as a third wave. And we had our State of Technology Conference in Fargo last week, and the tech entrepreneurship, you know, these tech companies, software companies, life science companies. I mean, it's just amazing what these entrepreneurs are doing. And up here in Grand Forks now, in terms of aviation, and it's not just unmanned aircraft. It's all the things that go with it. It's the sensors. It's the radar systems, the data processing, all those things. And it's about developing these new technologies and creating the jobs and the careers of the future and doing it right. I mean, making sure we address privacy issues, property rights, all these things. But who better to solve those challenges than North Dakota?
Yeah, no kidding. All right, hang on, Senator. More after the break, we'll talk about what's happening down at Standing Rock near the Dakota Access Pipeline site as well. But Senator John Hovind, when we come back, don't go away.
0550. Now that we're retired, we're always looking for ways to save money. We hardly ever use our landline telephone anymore.
but we've had the same number for years and we don't want to give it up. Then we found OurOldNumber.com. With OurOldNumber.com, we can cancel our landline and save money. And calls to our home number go to either of our cell phones no matter where we are. What a wonderful service. OurOldNumber.com.
There's an epidemic in North Dakota that killed 1,000 people last year. People we knew and loved. It cost North Dakota over $326 million for health care. It affects the young, the old, everyone. It's smoking-related disease, and it's a big problem. It's costing us all more every year. To find out more, visit BreatheND.com. Tobacco is still a problem. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
We're visiting with Marshall Girardot from Valley Imports. Marshall's an Audi brand specialist, and man, does he love those cars.
We have pretty bad weather, and they have one of the most responsive all-wheel drive systems, and it's actually a permanent all-wheel drive system, so it's always active.
How do you help people find the right car for them?
Basically just asking questions, making sure the car has everything that they want in it.
How do you try to make all your customers feel special walking through the lot?
Everyone, you know, say hi to. Make sure that they've been talked to, trying to make a friend, not just sell them a car.
Marshall, you're from Walcott, not far from Kindred. Now you're starting to see some Audis rolling through there.
Yep, it's pretty cool, especially when you meet someone from that area and you're like, oh, and they don't realize that you work there. And then they see the car and a lot of them light up when they see it.
Visit Marshall and all the great people at Valley Imports just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Or call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 In part by the Center for Secure Energy Future. Go online to secureenergyfuture.org to find out more about a great industry. We're talking about new technology here today with the UAS Summit and Expo, but of course the coal industry, a long part of North Dakota's history, and we still have a 900-year supply of economically recoverable coal. Affordable energy, reliable energy, very important to your bottom line and every household, every listener. So engage in this battle against the bureaucrats and the regulators and folks trying to shut down this industry. Find out more at secureenergyfuture.org. We appreciate the coalition for being part of our team, just like our friends at MyPillow, where you can get that 4-for-1 deal, 800-506-9028, that number. Almost every day I get an email, could you tell me that number again? So I'm going to say it nice and slow, 800-506-9028. 9028. There you go. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott for the 4-for-1 deal. Senator John Hovind chatting with us here after speaking at the Unmanned Aerial Systems Summit and Expo at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks, and we're talking about technology in this space. Senator, I know you've been working closely with this situation in the Standing Rock pipeline protest. There is another way, and you've made this point many times, but I'll give you a chance to do it again, to handle a regress. I mean, if you want to redress a particular situation, if you want to protest a particular situation, there is a way to say, I didn't like what you did, and I need to do this that does not involve an encampment along the Cannonball River, correct?
Well, look, we all have to follow the law. I guess I'm going to start there. We all have to follow the law. If someone wants to protest, they need to do so peacefully and safely. But, you know, as far as the situation in regard to the Dakota Access Pipeline, I did ask the Corps of Engineers to consult with the tribe and try to see if they could resolve concerns and address concerns that the tribe had. And so that's been an ongoing process. Now, if the tribe still has concerns, certainly they have the right to peaceful protest. But beyond that, they have redress or recourse to the courts, just like anyone else. The reservation, the tribe, they're not the only individuals downstream of where the pipeline will go. And this is one of many pipelines. There are many pipelines that go under the river and under the lake. And so if someone disagrees with the way that this is being done or has a concern, then their recourse is to the court. But we all have to follow the law in terms of how we approach this or any other situation.
Yeah, I think that's something that people don't understand. They say, well, you know, they're concerned about their water. I get that. Well, for instance, the Public Service Commission held 3 hearings on this related to the siting. And I'm told by Commissioner Brian Kalk there was no representation and no protest filed through the hearing process. So, you know, I don't have a lot of sympathy for somebody who complains after the fact. Why would the tribe not have done that?
Scott, I would say this. Here's the bigger point, I think. And you're right. The PSC reviewed it. The Corps reviewed it. This is a long process. And it's not just the route, under the Missouri River and in that area. But, I mean, this is a long pipeline going all the way from western North Dakota all the way to, you know, Patoka, Illinois, and that area. But the thing is, we need infrastructure in this country. In order for our country to operate, for us to have the energy we need to move it as safely as possible, as cost-effectively as possible for families and business, for national security, all these things, we need infrastructure. Now, that means roads, that means bridges, that means transmission, that means pipelines, and in all these cases, we want to build it as safely as possible, as well as possible, and we want to protect everyone downstream. And so I think that's the approach that the company, the Corps, the PSC has tried to take. And I think, you know, again, people can protest or they can seek some redress, as you mentioned, through the courts. But again, we've got to be able to build projects, do it safely, and protect everybody. But we've got to be able to do it.
All right. I have about a minute left, so I want to ask you a couple of the quick things with quick questions, quick answers. One, a lot of buzz circulating that there was a proposal for part of that pipeline to go on Standing Rock property. The negotiation broke down over an easement, and this is sort of a retaliation for that. Do you know if the negotiation started with the part of this with the tribe and the pipeline being on Native property?
You know, I don't know the answer to that, Scott, but I'm sure they looked at multiple routes. And for any of these projects, they always look at multiple routes. But, you know, it's possible they looked at an alternative route that could have included the reservation, but I don't know the answer to that.
Emailer says, the tribes consider themselves a sovereign nation. How do they think they can come onto our nation and protest, even if it's a illegal protest? They should be protesting on their nation. Why did the state of North Dakota send emergency disaster assistance to a separate nation protesting against our nation? I also understand this is on BIA land, and the BIA is saying in newspapers today they're monitoring the situation, but why would they allow a protest on core land?
Well, again, everybody has the right to peaceful protest as long as it's done within the law. So as long as they're doing it, you know.
You're saying if you or I wanted to do something on core land, they'd say, sure, go ahead and do it?
Well, you'd have to apply to the Corps and get their permission to do it. But the point I'm making is whoever's doing it, you have the right to protest as long as you do it within the scope of the law and safely.
And, of course, that's where it's changed now. But, Ben, do you think the Corps should rescind their permission now?
Well, I think they're going to have to, I mean, I don't know exactly what their permit requires, but, again, they should go through their regular process.
And I guess I don't know for sure there's a permit, but it sounds like there's some sort of, they knew they were there and they're kind of monitoring the situation, which seems to be allowing the facilitation of what obviously is a dangerous situation. Senator, thanks for the time. We're going to continue to watch the situation very closely and hope everybody engages in a conversation to turn the temperature down. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Teen drivers account for about 5% of drivers in North Dakota, but they're involved in nearly 18% of all vehicle crashes. This week's Safety Minute features Terry Weaver, NDSC Traffic Safety Coordinator, discussing the importance of parents educating their teen drivers.
There's no disputing statistics. It's nationwide and it's in North Dakota. They're all the same. Teens are overrepresented, and it's because of their inexperience. So we have to do everything we can to educate them to be safer drivers, to pay attention to the road, to not distract other teens when they're in the car, wear their seatbelt, don't text and drive, and they'll make it home. And that's what we have to do as parents to keep our teens safe.
To learn more about what you can do to improve your teen driver safety, go to www.ndsc.org/alive at 25.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.